Welcome to the Battle Drill Devotional Podcast with Captain Rob Westwood Payne.
Today is Thursday, the 28th of September. This week on the Battle Drill Devotional Podcast, we examine what was so different about Peter and John that their enemies recognised them as men who had been with Jesus. Can people see that you and I have been with Jesus? We're reading Acts chapter 4 and verses 1 to 22 again today, but today we're reading from the New Revised Standard Version, updated edition. Peter and John before the council. While Peter and John were speaking to the people, the priests, the captain of the temple, and the Sadducees came to them, much annoyed because they were teaching the people and proclaiming that in Jesus there is the resurrection of the dead. So they arrested them and put them in custody until the next day, for it was already evening. But many of those who heard the word believed, and they numbered about 5,000. The next day, their rulers, elders, and scribes assembled in Jerusalem with Annas the high priest, Caiaphas, John, and Alexander, and all who were of the high priestly family. When they had made the prisoners stand in their midst, they inquired, "By what power or by what name did you do this?" Then Peter, filled with the Holy Spirit, said to them, "Rulers of the people and elders, if we are being questioned today because of a good deed done to someone who was sick and are being asked how this man has been healed, let it be known to all of you and to all the people of Israel that this man is standing before you in good health by the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, whom you crucified, whom God raised from the dead. This Jesus is the stone that was rejected by you, the builders. It has become the cornerstone. There is salvation in no one else, for there is no other name under heaven given among mortals by which we must be saved." Now, when they saw the boldness of Peter and John and realized that they were uneducated and ordinary men, they were amazed and recognized them as companions of Jesus. When they saw the man who had been cured standing beside them, they had nothing to say in opposition. So they ordered them to leave the council while they discussed the matter with one another. They said, "What will we do with them? For it is obvious to all who live in Jerusalem that a notable sign has been done through them. We cannot deny it. But to keep it from spreading further among the people, let us warn them to speak no more to anyone in this name." So they called them and ordered them not to speak or teach at all in the name of Jesus. But Peter and John answered them, "Whether it is right in God's sight to listen to you rather than to God, you must judge, for we cannot keep from speaking about what we have seen and heard." After threatening them again, they let them go, finding no way to punish them because of the people, for all of them praised God for what had happened. For the man on whom this sign of healing had been performed was more than 40 years old. Amen. Trying to win others to Christ is risky. We may not face death or persecution or prison like Peter and John, although many Christians in the world do so, but we may suffer rejection and embarrassment. How do we find the courage to continue to bring people to Christ? It is clear that Peter and John had uncommon courage in confronting the council in Jerusalem. The rulers and elders and teachers of religious law were the very men who had tried Jesus, handed him over to the Roman authorities, and condemned him to death. They had every right to be frightened they would do the same to them. And yet, Peter and John found the courage to challenge their fundamental beliefs and threaten their authority as religious teachers. They went on the offensive, boldly speaking out for God and presenting the good news to these leaders. How? Because they had been with Jesus. They knew he was the source of truth. They knew he was the rock on which to build their lives and ministry. That gave them the courage to take a stand. When you have been with Jesus, you feel less intimidated by the opinions of others. When you have been with Jesus, you'll have the courage to take a stand for your Christian faith and beliefs. When you have been with Jesus, you no longer worry about being unpopular. When you have been with Jesus, you can stand courageously for the truth. When you have been with Jesus, you find the uncommon courage you need to be his follower in the world today. As you go deeper in these thoughts during your day-to-day, you might want to use this question to help you. Where in your life might you still be living to please other people rather than to please God? I hope you'll join me tomorrow for the last of this week's Battle Drill Devotionals as we think about transforming lives through Jesus' presence.
If you would like to subscribe to Captain Rob's Battle Drill Devotional, wherever you choose to listen to podcasts, or if you'd like to receive them direct to your inbox, head to www.equippinghispeople.com/devotional and follow the instructions.